AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's pardoned his son Hunter, sparing him a possible prison sentence for federal gun and tax convictions. Eric Tucker has more.
This is an action that the White House had repeatedly said over the course of many weeks the president did not intend to take. President Biden has said he had concluded that Hunter Biden was singled out in, quote, a miscarriage of justice and was prosecuted because he was the president's son.
Negative reaction came from Democrats as well as Republicans. Colorado Governor Jared Polis calling it a bad precedent that will tarnish his reputation. In the Middle East, Hezbollah fired into a disputed border zone held by Israel, calling it a warning shot after multiple Israeli strikes inside Lebanon. President-elect Trump has issued a warning of his own, saying if Israeli hostages still being held in Gaza are not freed by the time he takes office, there will be hell to pay. A couple of court cases, a white ex-Kansas police detective accused of sexually assaulting black women and girls has died from a gunshot wound. That justice's trial was set to begin. And a 25-year prison sentence in a deadly drunk driving case.
Jamie Komorowski pleaded guilty. Police say she drank at several bars in Folly Beach, South Carolina last year and was driving well above the speed limit when she slammed into a golf cart, leaving a wedding.
This is the worst decision I have ever made in my life.
Samantha Miller was killed wearing her wedding dress moments after she married Eric Hutchinson.
On the golf cart, she told me she didn't want the night to end. And I kissed her on the forehead, and then the next thing I remember is waking up in the hospital.
Miller's father, Brad Warner, says he was disgusted. Komorowski appeared to never take responsibility.
For the rest of my life, I'm going to hate you, and when I arrive in hell, and you come there, I'll open the door for you.
Audio from WCIV. Many of Miller's family asked for a harsher sentence. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. What word would you use to sum up 2024? Jennifer King has one institution's answer.
Oxford University Press has named the phrase brain rot as its word of the year. It's defined as the supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state, especially from consuming too much low-grade content, especially online. Oxford Press says the phrase, chosen by a combination of public vote and language analysis, gained new prominence in 2024 with a 230% increase in usage since the previous year. The five other finalists were demure, slop, dynamic pricing, romanticy, and lore. While it may seem a modern phenomenon, Henry David Thoreau referred to brain rot in his 1854 nature classic, Walden. Oxford Language's president, Caspar Grathwall, says that in its modern sense, brain rot feels like a rightful next chapter in the cultural conversation about humanity and technology. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.